1-833-TAZ-AND-JIM is our phone number. That's 1-833-829-6546. We're doing Ask a Lawyer. Ian Snedden, partner with Cohen Hiley Lawyers, is here in studio. Here's a text message question for you, Ian, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Taz and Jim, question for Ian. A friend of mine and her husband separated a few years ago. They have an 11-year-old and mom basically has her full time. Dad has seen the daughter two or three times this year. My friend tried to take the ex to court for support. She blew through her subsidized lawyer hours because the ex refused to provide financial records. Now my friend makes too much to qualify for legal aid, but still can't afford to pay a lawyer. What are her options?
Well, I mean, she can act on her own, which she'll get some help down at the courthouse as far as how to file things, that sort of thing.
What wage would be the cutoff for legal aid per year?
I think it's $30,000 now. I don't think it's changing. I remember when it used to be $20,000. It definitely went up to $30,000, I think. And whether it's gone up any more recently, I don't know. But it's not. There's a lot of people that are trapped in that income environment where they make too much for legal aid, but not nearly enough to go to trial, which is, you know, could be $120,000 easily to go to trial, depending on how long it is. I think that's the average in Canada. So
the average is $120,000?
Apparently, yeah.
For a divorce or custody trial? Is that specifically what you mean?
Family law trials.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Yeah. So
be nice to your wife,
note
Jim.
Note to self.
One of the solutions is going through alternative dispute resolution. So like what we offer in mediation, we've had Casey on here before. So that's something that is a less expensive alternative. If you and your ex get along well enough, you go see a mediator.
Doesn't sound like that's the case here, though.
No. This one, another thing is a limited retainer. So some lawyers will say, look, if you give me a certain amount of money, I'll help you when you need me. So it's kind of like pay as you go, right?
Okay.
So you'd hire a lawyer and say, I don't need you to go to this, I don't need you to do that, but I do need your help on this aspect of the case. And then not every lawyer will do that, but a lot of lawyers will do that.
So you can do a lot of the work yourself and then almost get the lawyer to review your work.
Yeah, have the lawyer review it, or if it's a very complicated document, help you complete it.
I have one final tangent question. Have you ever heard of a case where somebody tried to fake their death? Because like 120, what is the charge if you try to like fake your death or disappear? Is that fraud or what would happen there? Because you know,
do you have some problems?
Everybody who knows me,
know about you?
For years I've had a fantasy of faking my death and Bill Barilkling myself on a fishing trip and just going to Mexico somehow.
Don't we have that Titanic sub tour coming up next week, Jim? Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Put a couple dummies in there, and
no one's the wiser. Have you ever heard of that in like an actual case? Has anybody ever been busted? People must have been busted.
You want to know how much trouble you can get in for faking your own death?
Would it be worth $150,000?
And to think I was just about to wrap up the segment without Jim getting to this question.
You know, it's an interesting one because I do, you know, you pay a lot of attention to this, Jim. I remember about the guy who faked his own death, you were talking about him a week ago or something.
It's a dream of mine. What can I say?
Well, you know, you got to go for that dream.
Yeah,
right?
I think
whatever
it's funny.
It I don't know if there are any charges for faking your own death. But, I mean, if you did it to defraud someone.
He doesn't know.
I know, that's a good sign.
If it was insurance fraud, then there's a charge for that.
And I think the other thing Jim's forgetting is that most people, when they fake their death, have billions of dollars they want to hide away somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So unless Jim's not owning up about things.
Yeah, no, I don't. I just don't want to be minus $140,000. I just want to come back with a fun mustache with a different name.
You've only been married 3 weeks, dude. Is it that bad?
But I've been talking about this for years. No, it's not for me necessarily, but I think it's a funny option.
Now no one's going to know.
Yeah, now nobody will believe me.
Nobody's coming to your funeral. Everyone's going to think you're faking it.
Sure.
Ian Snedden, Cohen Hiley. If you need them, you can contact them at CohenHiley.com. We'll see you next month, Ian. Thanks, man.
Right.
This is Taz and Jim